try to finish this stories here on Daf Nun Zayin. We are on the last line of Nun Zayin Amud Bet in Masechet Gittin. We'll try to go quick so we can get to the bottom of Nun Chet Amud Aleph, to the end of this sugya. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan 40 Se'a Nun Chet Amud Aleph Ketzutze Tefilin Nimtze'u Berashe Haruge Betar. When the casualties, the bodies of those who were killed in Betar, again, the massacre of Betar was around 50 to 55 years after the Chorban, after the destruction of the second Bet HaMikdash. And so they found 400 tefillin on the heads of those who were killed in Betar. 400 tefillin. Rabbi Yanai be Rabbi Ishmael Amar, Rabbi Yanai, the son of Rabbi Ishmael, said, Shalosh kupot shel arbaim se'ah. Three big boxes, each one holding 40 se'ah. That's like an entire mikveh. Three of those filled with tefillinot that were found among those who were killed in Betar. B'matnita Tana, in the Braita, it says, Arba'im kupot shel shalosh shalosh se'in. In the Braita, it said the opposite, the reverse. 40 boxes, each one holding 3 se'in. Velo pligi, there's really no machloket between the two. Haderesha hadedara. One is talking about the tefillin of the head, and one is talking about the tefillin of the arm. In those days, the tefillin of the head was bigger. They had to make it bigger than the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh was bigger. And so each one is talking about a different size of a bite. The one that was talking about kupot of shalosh se'in, that's the tefillin shel yad. And the other one, tefillin shel rosh. Amar Rabbi Aseh, Rabbi Aseh says, Arba'a kabin moach nimtze'u al even achat. This is very gruesome. Rabbi Asi says, 4 kabin of moach, of brain, nimtze'u, were found al even achat, on one stone, who were all killed by the hands of the Romans. Ula amar tish'at kabin. Ula says, 9 kabin. Amar Rav Kahana v'itema shela barmari. Mai kera'a, what's the pasuk that we could point to that alludes to this gruesome detail? Bat Bavel Hasheduda, Ashre sheyeshalem lach et gemulech, Ashre sheyochez venipetzet olalayich el hasala. That's the last pasuk in Al Naharot Bavel, ken? Te mekirim, the pasukim haele, Al Naharot Bavel. It says there, Bat Bavel Hasheduda, O wicked Bat Bavel, Ashre sheyeshalem lach, how fortunate will be the one who will bring upon you retribution, who will punish you. Sheyochez venipetzet olalayich el hasala. It's very harsh words. That will take your children and kill them on the stones. From the fact that David HaMelech writes that in Al Naharot Bavel, that means that that's what Bnei Bavel did. If he asked for that to happen as a punishment, so it's midah keneged midah. So you see that that's what they did. And now we continue. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Echa. Bene Tzion haikarim hamsulaim bapaz. Bene Tzion haikarim hamsulaim bapaz. O children of Tzion, O precious children of Tzion, hamsulaim bapaz. Rak nichnasta ve'anachnu omrim mesulaim bapaz. What's mesulaim bapaz? That they are worth their weight in gold. Paz is fine gold. Mesulaim means shoklim. Ken? Yesule akavana lishkol. So, Bene Tzion haikarim hamsulaim bapaz. The Gemara asks, Mai mesulaim bapaz? Ma akavana? What does it mean, Bene Tzion hamsulaim bapaz? You'll see.
תעשה לי טובה, אל תגנוב את כל האוויר, כן? אוקיי. יוסי, יוסי. לא, אני אמרתי שלא תגנוב לנו את כל האוויר, את כל ה... שלא תשים את זה בכיס, אני יודע מה... רק טיפטי, לא, אבל תאמין לי שאני מבין אותך. עם כל ה... לא, יש לו, תבין, בואו.
יוסי, תגיד להם האוויר מהקדוש ברוך הוא.
So the Gemara explains, "Mai mesulaim bapaz." Ma kavana mesulaim bapaz. Ile ma dehavu machpe bepiza. If it means shehayu mechupim bepaz, that the Bnei Zion were so rich, haikarim, hayu kol kach ashirim, shehayu mamash mechusim bezahav, hayu lofshim zahav. If that's what it means, am sulaim bapaz, lo itachen. והאמרי דבר אבישילה, תרתי מתקלה איסטרי פיזה נחות באלמה. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Shela, they taught something. They said, three weights of איסטרים, מידה מסוימת, three מידות, שלושה מידות של פז ירדו לעולם, of Paz came down to the world. Paz, shupam, ze zahav achi yakar. Chada beromi... No, tarte, I'm sorry. Two. Shne mishkalot, ken? Two measures of fine gold came to the world. Chada beromi, one of them, which means half of the gold, ze beromi. In Rome. Vechada vekule alma. And the rest... in the rest of the world, the other half. So if that's the case, you cannot say, Bene Tzion Aikarim Amsulaim Bapaz, Shayu Mechupim Bapaz. Where did they get all that gold from? Most of the gold, if not half of the world's gold, was in Rome. So it doesn't mean, Zelo HaKavana Shayu Mechupim Bapaz, Ela, Shayu Meganim Et HaPaz BeYofyan. The Bnei Tzion, Bnei Yerushalayim, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, were so beautiful, they were so handsome. Hayu kol kach yafim, shehayu meganim et hapaz beyofyam. Zahav, haya klum leumat hayofi shelayim. Ze hakavana, Bnei Tzion haikarim, מחר בלילה אנחנו יושבים על הרצפה ואומרים את הפסוק הזה. Bnei Tzion haikarim, המסולאים בפז. מה זה מסולאים? שהפז סולד ממנו. וואו, איזה יופי זה. וואו, so beautiful. And the Gemara now is going to discuss how the Romans abuse. Anachnu bedaf nunchet amud alef. Mamash ha'amud ha'acharon shel ha'choveret. Nunchet amud alef. How the Romans abused the Bnei Tzion and Benot Tzion because of their yofi. So Rabotai, please, mechila, if these words are going to be harsh, but you know, it's in the Gemara. Meikara chashive de Romae, in the beginning, the chashuvim of Romi, when they were with their wives, so they would take gushpanka, biliona de gushpanka, you lokhim tsura yafa. They would take like a nice matbea with a tsura, with an image of the handsome, let's say, bonagid, emperor. And they would have it in front of them, umesham shi'arsayu, kedei sheyetzu yeladim yafim, in order that they should have nice children, shi'ilchu lahem. Mikan va'ilach, but when they met up with the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, maitu b'nei Yisrael, they would take young Jewish men, ve'asre bekar'e depurayu, ve'yu osrim otam bekar'e beragle amita shelahem, and they would tie them up by their beds, umeshamshe. And in front of them, they would be meshamesh mitotehem. Azaya bizayon. This was a big shame, what they did to Am Yisrael. Kacha levazot otam betzura hachi meusa. In the worst way, they were mevazed, they shamed them. So one time, this was going on, they had two boys, bonagid, two Jewish boys, tied up by the bed, Amar lechad lechavre. While this was happening, as echad amar lechavero, one Jew said to the other, Ha hecha ktiva, tegid li, ze haonesh hazeh shenafalnu bo, efo ze katuv? Where does it say in the Torah, this punishment, hayirida, shpela hazot, efo ze katuv? Where is it written? Amar lei told him, ze katuv. It says in Parashat Kitavo, Baruch Abba Rabbi Rachel. In Parashat Kitavo, it says, Gam kol choli vechol maka, the last page of the book. Gam kol choli vechol maka asher lo chatu besefer haTorah hazot. If you look in the Tochecha of Parashat Kitavo, it says one klala after another, echad acher hasheni, terrible klalot. Then to top it all off, basof, at the end, how does it end off? Gam kol choli vechol maka asher lo katu besefer haTorah hazot ya'alem Hashem alecha. It says in the Torah, even what's not written. What is the Torah hinting to? So the one of the boys said, this is what he's hinting to. Just it's so not nice that the Torah didn't want to write it. So Amra itza b'tzura shel remez. It said it in a hint.
Zerak
nirmas. עכשיו זה שאלה גדולה מדי מה ששאלת עכשיו
אני שואל פה
שחמים
שואלים אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא
אמר ככה
למה זה נהיה ככה
אז כאן נהיה ככה גם כל חולי וכל מכה אשר לא כתוב בספר הוא הביא terrible, huh?
very bad
אמר אז החבר שלו שהוא שומע his friend told him כמה מרחיקנה מדוכת הפלן So he told him, he asked his friend, how far am I away from this pasuk? I didn't reach this pasuk. In other words, if he would have reached that pasuk, he would have said this on his own. But he didn't learn the pasuk yet. He's still in learning in yeshiva, he was. So he asked his friend, tagid li, kama ani rachok meha pasuk hazeh? Where am I up to? How far am I from this pasuk? Amar le, ingat posta upalga. One page and a half. Posta, like post. Okay? Post. One page and a half. Amar le, imatay legabe lo itztarichi lach. He told him, you're so right in how you explain this pasuk. If I would have learned this pasuk, im hayiti megi al pasuk levad, lo hayiti shoel otcha, I wouldn't ask you. If I would have reached this pasuk, I would have understood that the pasuk is hinting to exactly what's happening over here. Amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, mishum Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, who would say in the name of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel lived in the time of the Churban HaBayit. So he's talking about things that he saw. Amar, mai dichtiv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, this is also in Echa, Eni olela lenafshi mikol benot iri, which literally means, My eyes, eni olela lenafshi, olel banefesh sheli. My eyes hurt my nefesh mikol benotiri, from seeing what happened to the daughters of my city. What is this? Arba meot batei knesiot hayu bekrach betar. In the big city of Betar, there were 400 batei kneset. Lo kol kach kashe leamin, not so hard to believe. Rak ba 5 towns yesh kimat arba meot, lo? אני לא בטוח אם זה בדיוק אבל אולי זה קרוב אנחנו לא יודעים בדיוק תמיד שאלתי, לא יודע So anyway, in the old Betar, in that city there were 400 בתי כנסיות ובכל אחת ואחת היו בה 400 מלמדי תינוקות And in each one of the בתי כנסת that's where, in the בתי כנסת, in the olden days that's where מלמדי תינוקות would teach the young children. They didn't have like yeshivot like we had. בתי כנסת זה היה yeshiva. So you had 400 מלמדי תינוקות, teachers of children. וכל אחד ואחד היו לפניו 400 תינוקות של בית רבן. And each one of those 400 מלמדי תינוקות had 400 students. Had 400 תינוקות של בית רבן that he taught. תאר לעצמך. וכשהיה אויב נכנס לשם, היו דוקרים אותו בחותריהם. when the Romans would try, Anshe Beta were very strong. So the Melamde Tinokot, they sat down with sticks, you know. Oyevi kanes ani arelo. If the enemies come in, they used to beat the enemies with their sticks that they had in their hands. Ayu chazakim. Aval ledavonenu kshegavar oyev, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the oyev, the enemy, became overwhelmingly stronger, ulechadum, and they captured them, kerachum besifrehem vihitzitum ba'esh. They wrapped them in their sfarim, which means in the klaf, and they burnt them. That's what happened in Beta. So that's what it means. Eni olela lenafshi mikol benotiri. Zeh kavana. Ma ratzita lishol? Besvivot 50-55 shana, omer Rambam, acharei chorban ha'bayit hasheni. Ken. כן, זה למדנו כבר בגמרא, זה מה שנקרא הריספק, הסקה דריספק, חרוב ביתר. אז זה הגמרא סיפרה לנו בדף נ"ז. That's how it all started. תנו רבנן, מעשה ברבי יהושע בן חנניה שהלך לכרך גדול שברומי. רבי יהושע בן חנניה went to the big city in Rome. He would do that many times, he was the גדול בישראל, he was the leader, and he would go to speak with the high officials. אמרו לו, תינוק אחד יש בבית האסורים, יפה עיניים וטוב רואי, וקבוצותיו סדורות לו טלטלים. They told him, there's a young Jewish boy that is captured there in the בית האסורים, and he's a beautiful, beautiful boy. הלך ועמד על פתח בית האסורים. רבי ישוע בן חנניה went and he stood by the entrance of the jail. אמר, he said a pasuk. Now, he doesn't know. Where is the boy? How is he going to get him? You know, there are many people there. Echu yatzil oto? How is he? So he started to say a pasuk. He said a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Mi natan limshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael evozezim. Who gave Yaakov over limshisa to be trampled upon? V'Yisrael evozezim. And he gave over Yisrael to those who pummeled them and plummeted them. ענה אותו תינוק, המשיך את הפסוק, ענה אותו תינוק ואמר, הלא השם זו חתנו לו, ולא אבו בדרכיו הלוך, ולא שמעו בתורתו. A tinok in those days knew the whole Tanakh by heart. So he heard Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah say the beginning of the pasuk. Rabbi Yoshua was waiting, similar to the famous story of Blazer Silver after the Holocaust. He went to save many children. So he began one time singing Manishtana Laila Zeh, and some of the boys in the Christian covenant in the church, they continued Mikol Halelot Mikol, and he knew who was a Jew just from that, who was able to continue the song. So over here he said a pasuk, and this Tino continued the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said Muftechani bo shemore hora'a b'Yisrael. Wow, he was able to continue the pasuk like that. I know he's going to be a gadol b'Yisrael. Ha'avoda she'eni zaz mikan ad she'evdenu b'chol mamon she'poskim alav. Ha'avoda ze lashon shvua. He swore. He said, I'm swearing. No matter how much money they ask for, I'm getting him out of here. Amru, and that's what they said. Lo zaz misham ad she'pedao b'mamon harbe. It was a big amount of money, who knows? But he got him out. כן, כן. במסר בבטא, כמה מדברת על זה, כן. ולא היו ימים מועטים עד שהורה הוראה בישראל. And it wasn't long before that young man grew into a great מורה הוראות בישראל, a פוסק. ומנו, ומי זה? רבי ישמעאל בן אלישע. רבי ישמעאל בן אלישע was a כהן גדול. נכנס לקודש הקודשים, the Gemara tells us the famous story in ברכות, איסו הקדוש ברוך הוא ממש, in the קודש הקודשים, אמר לברכני. And he also died a martyr, he was one of the עשרה הרוגי מלכות, we're going to sit down when we say the kina on the floor of אלה זכרה, on תשעה באב, one of the עשרה הרוגי מלכות is this רבי ישמעאל ben Elisha. So in the beginning of his life, he was captured by the Romans. He was redeemed by Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. He became a Moreh Horaot beYisrael. But then at the end of his life, he was captured by the Romans again. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Maase bivno ubebito shel Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, shenishbu lishnei adonim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha suffered very much. And his son and his daughter were captured by two separate Roman masters. Leyamim nizdavgu shenehem bemakom echad. Years later, they didn't know, but they were brought to the same place. Meaning these two adonim, these two masters, one had the daughter, one had the son. And now they both met up in the same place, and now they started to make a deal between them. And they said, Ze omer yesh li eved she'en ke yofyo bechol ha'olam. Veze omer yesh li shivcha she'en bechol ha'olam kulo ke yofya. You know, by the way, we just saw in the Gemara, the Gemara told us Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, their father, was beautiful. Right? The Gemara said, and in the Elez Kera, in the Kina, so if I remember correctly, it's about Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, where the daughter of the Kesar, who was a Risha, she told her father, okay, you can kill him, but can you peel off his face for me? I want to have his face. That's how beautiful he was. So now his children, they were also so beautiful. So one says, you know, I have an Eved, a slave who's so beautiful. And this one says, I have a shivcha, she's so beautiful. Amru, they said, bo v'nasi'em ze laze v'nechalek bavladot. Let's get them married, we'll force them to marry each other, and they'll have children, and we'll split the children. This is money, what a beautiful business deal, huh? Ichnisum lecheder, they put them in the same room. They didn't know yet that they're brother and sister. It's very good. It was dark. Nobody did anything. Two tzaddikim. One was sitting in one corner of the room. The other one was sitting in the other corner. That's it. Ze omer ani kohen ben kohanim gedolim esa shivcha. This one said, I'm the son of a kohen gadol. I'm going to marry a shivcha. וזאת אומרת אני כהן את בת כהנים גדולים אנסה לעבד. She didn't know. She knew my father, Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, כהן גדול. I'm going to marry עבד. לא ייתכן. לא זזו. ובכו כל הלילה. The whole night they were just crying. כיוון שעל עמוד השחר, when the dawn rose, when there was light, הכירו זה את זה ונפלו זה על זה. They recognized each other. They realized that they were brother and sister. They fell upon each other. V'ga'u b'vchiya. And they started to cry. Ad sheyatza nishmatan. Until their neshama left them. Until they died. V'alehen konen Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Navi lamented specifically about them when he said the words, Al ele ani b'vchiya. For these I cry, Eni, Eni, two times Eni, one for her, one for him, Yorda mine.
It's
Zman sh'atzach l'taat, sh'zman shel gzera, ze shover et kol ha'chukim. Ze lo... זה יוצא מן הכלל. שוב פעם, זה ככה הייתה, מה הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר למלאכים? הרי בקינה הזאת שאמרתי מקודם, אלה הזכרה, אי אפשר לקונן את הקינה הזאת ביום תשעה באב בלי לבכות. זה לא ייתכן, זה אי אפשר. זה פשוט אי אפשר. So, מה כתוב שם? שמלאכי שמיים צעקו. ואמרו לקדוש ברוך הוא, זאת תורה וזו שכרה, מה קורה פה? This is the Torah and this is the reward. You think you're going to find an answer in the kina? What did הקדוש ברוך הוא say? He said to them, you have to be quiet. If you're not going to be quiet, I'm going to turn the whole world into tohu ובוהו. כך גזרה היא מלפניי. It's a גזרה.
נכון, יש מדרש ארוך באיכה, חזק וברוך. מדרש ארוך באיכה שלכל אחד הלך לבקר, לא עזר, לא שמע, לא שמע. אנחנו לא, יש דברים שלא מבינים, כמובן שזה מהדברים שאנחנו לא מבינים, ויש הרבה מה לדבר. There's a lot to talk. זה לא, אני לא סתם דוחה אותך. There's a lot, יש הרבה מה לדבר.
האמת שיש חכמים פה בגמרא שאתה קורא, הקדוש
ברוך הוא אמר ככה, זה מושכין את זה,
כאילו שהוא בא מסביר.
יש דבר כזה של להפוך את מידת הדין למידת הרחמים. יש דבר כזה, בוודאי. על זה אתה מתכוון?
יוסף, שפר פניו, והוא שמע את הגזירה מה שיצא, וכתוב שינה את הגזירה.
כן, כן, בוודאי. יש הרבה דברים שנשתנו.
הוא גם שלח את ימי, הולך מחוץ לעיר, אני כבר, הוא ידע כל עוד שהוא נמצא בירושלים, הוא לא יכול להחליף בירושלים. הוא אומר, תצא מהם, ואז
יחריב. כן, הדברים האלה מזעזעים. וכי לחינם אנחנו באבל. עוד סיפור. אמר יש לקיש מעשה באישה אחת וצופנת בת פניאל שמה. There was a Jewish woman whose name was צופנת בת פניאל. Interesting name. Why was she called צופנת? שהכל צופים ביופיה. Everybody looked at her, she was so... Bat Peniel, bito shel Kohen Gadol, sheshimesh lifnai velifnim. She was the daughter of Kohen Gadol, who went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Peniel, lifnai velifnim, shenit'alel ba shavai kol halayla. A Roman capturer, abused her all night. Lemachar hilbisha shiv'a chalukim vehotzi'a lemochra. The next day he covered her with seven robes, and he went, took her out to sell her as a slave. Ba adam echad shehaya mechoar biyoter. I'm not sure why the Gemara has to say this, but an ugly fellow, a really ugly fellow, came and was interested to buy. Amar lo hareni et yofya. He said to the one who is selling, "Show me." Amar lo reka. Reka means empty guy. Ken, tipesh. In those days, that's the word. That was the worst word you could say to someone. Reka. You know, I'll just share with you. I think I mentioned this once. In the New Testament, in the איך קוראים לזה בעברית? הברית החדשה של הנוצרים. I never read it. Okay, so אל תחשדו בי שקראתי או זה. אני שמעתי אדם גדול שציטט. אדם צדיק גדול. It says in the New Testament that אותו האיש, כן? הראשי תיבות ימח שמו וזכרו, כן? אותו האיש התלונן על הרבנים. He had a very big complaint about the רבנים, about the rabbis in his time. You know who were the rabbis in his time, כן? הלל הזקן, רבא גמליאל, כן? לא. He had a very big complaint about them. He said they're very, very bad. By the way, that was his theme. His theme was that the rabbanim, they're very bad people. Hillel HaZaken, were bad people. What was his proof? Ma kol kach ra asu? What did they do bad? Re'aya, they call me Reka. Ze re'aya shelo shem lo tovim. They called him Reka. Anachnu shomim et ze ve'anachnu. Ma karu lecha? Ken karu lecha? Okay. Amen. Good to know, because it doesn't say that in the Gemara, but Edut Shelo Ne'emana, we believe his testimony. The Tanaim HaKadoshim, they called him Reka. Ze maspik bishvilenu. Rekanu, ken, Reka. It says it in there. It says, they call me Reka, R-E-K-H-A. It says that. Yeah, in the English version also.
הם לא מבינים,
אבל העניין הוא ריקנות של הבור ריק, אין בו מים. מים אין בו, אבל נחשים והקרבים יש בו. Anyway, טוב לסיים עם... So, בקיצור, it says over here, אמר לו ריקה, אם אתה רוצה לקח כך, שאין כיופייה בכל העולם כולו. אמר לו, אף על פי חד, הפשיטה שישה חלוקים. So he took off six of them. Ushvi'i kera'ata. The seventh one she tore on her own. Ve'nitpalsha be'efer. And she was rolling in the ashes. Amra lefanav ribono shel olam. Im alenu lo chasta. If you don't have rachamim on us. Al kedushat shimcha ha'gibor. Lama lo tachus. Why shouldn't you have rachamim on the kedusha, the sanctity of your name? Ve'aleha konen Yirmiyah, and that's what Yirmiyah Hanavi, in his, not in Echa, but in the Sefer Yirmiyah, it says, Bat Ami, one of our keynote begins with the words, Bat Ami. Bat Ami chigri sak v'itpalleshi ba'efer, evel yachid asilach, mispet tamrurim, ki pit'om yavo ashoded aleinu. Alayich lo ne'emar, ela aleinu kivyachol alay ve'alayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, ki yavo ashoded aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if the enemy came upon him also, because it wasn't just Am Yisrael, it was Kedushat Shemo that was mitchalel. And so that's basically, till here, is the end of the 2.5 pages of the Gemara, of the stories of the Chorban, to give us a little bit of a picture of why we sit on the floor and when we read Echa and the Kinot on Tisha B'Av, and what are we sitting about? What are we mitonen and what are we mekonen about? So that we should, from our hearts, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that very soon, b'mera v'yamenu, we should see the Goel, we should hear Besorot Tovot, and we should see the Hamtakat HaDinim b'mera v'yamenu, amen v'amen. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yirba lahem Torah ומצוות שנאמר, Adonai hafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.
Ki gadal v'yitkadash, amen.